and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Laura Cutler, CEO of MJM Electric Cooperative. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you. Good morning.
Laura, we are going to talk on a variety of things today. The main thing we're going to sort of explore is MJM's Operation Roundup. But before we get to that, the last time we did an interview together, you were in the midst of MJM just getting started on their new facility on Shipman Road. And thought we'd take just a few minutes to talk about you're now in your new facility, and I think everybody's seen it now in its completion status. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about the new building and sort of how's it going at the new facility.
Okay. Yes, we moved in on July 22nd, and it could not have come at a better time because at our old facility, we were already crammed together and everything. And then with COVID coming about, when it first started, we had to separate individuals and some of them had to work from home. And everyone knows it's kind of hard to run a business when you're working from home. We had to shut down, you know, the lobby. And so when we got in the new facility, it is already set up. We have a drive-through and members love the drive-through. And then also we are blocked off from the members when they come through the front door now, so that we have protection now against them and from us. So that works out great. And then we have a lot more room where our employees do not have to work from home now. They can come in. We can. We have social distancing. When we're outside of our offices, we do wear our mask and everything. But it's working out wonderful for us. And then also the linemen, they're not crammed in where they had to park before. There's a lot of room in the warehouse now. And it's just been a blessing to us right from get-go.
I guess when out in the field, if there's a problem, you follow the CDC guidelines as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
The building's completed, and as you say, things are going well. Notice you have a new tower out there. Is that something that goes on with the company, or how does that new tower figure in? I drive by it every day.
Yes. Actually, MJM has purchased and installed three 190-foot communication towers, and we do retain ownership of those towers. They have been placed here at the Carlinville headquarters, like you said, but we also put one up at our Taylor Springs and our Piasaw warehouse. We partnered with Royal Communications to upgrade our network infrastructure. So the towers will be used for MJM's two-way radio system so that we can safely communicate with our linemen in the field. And it's advancing our data collection from our substations. And it assists us in meter readings by upgrading our internet services at all three of our locations. And then we gave lease space to Royale, and as resources allow, Royale will be able to expand their offering of internet services to households within line of sight of these three towers. So our hope is that this will benefit many of our MJM members and non-members to provide internet service to the surrounding communities. Yeah. And I know with COVID, that has really been a problem with many people. So we really hope that this is going to be beneficial to everyone.
Operation Roundup is our topic today we wanted to touch upon. And if you could, Operation Roundup, what is it and sort of how did it get going?
Okay. It started with Palmetto Electric Co-op, and it's been many years that they have been doing it. And it's just run across the whole nation of the United States. And we're a little behind times because there's several co-ops even in Illinois that are doing this program. And it's just really rewards for the communities. And so we decided to present it to the membership last year. And they voted at our annual meeting to do this. And it's an opt-out program. And the reason we decided to do that instead of the opt-in is because more people are liable to do it as an opt-out program because there's more participation. A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to eventually do this, I'll do it, and then you procrastinate and then you don't do it. So they voted on doing it as an opt-out program. And so what it does is it just each month it'll round your bill up. So if your bill ends in 23 cents, then it will round it up to the nearest dollar, and then it will go into a special fund. And then what the plan is, at the end of each quarter, that those funds will be available for 501c3 organizations to fill out an application. And then there will be a trustee committee, and those will be from our own members there will be, we're hoping that at least, we have 9 districts, and we're hoping at least a member from each of those districts will be on this committee, and then they will help decide with the applications that come in where these funds will go to.
So in other words, they would go to charitable organizations of some type?
Yes, correct.
With the, as you say, opt-in, opt-out, of course, this is for members of MJM. Is it a permanent situation if you didn't opt in or you didn't opt out? Will it keep going, or will they have in the future, say if they go, oh, I really don't want to do this, can you do that?
You can opt in or opt out at any time, yes.
As far as other things that are going on, other activities that MJM have been going through here during, I guess, COVID-19, things still go on.
Yes, it did play havoc this year with many of our members, especially 2 of our large account holders. Their revenues were down this year, and it affected the way our revenues did come out this year. And because a lot of our membership is made up of 97% of residential members, and the rest is some large power. And what happened is with COVID, many of our members had to stay at home, so their usage changed. So the demand, you know, instead of a lot of people getting home at night and then they start doing laundry or their kids get home from school, this sort of thing, it's always, the demand is after hours usually, you know, after 5 o'clock or so, and it hits peak demand. Well, our rate, our power supplier from our wholesale power supplier, it is based on our demand when we are billed. And since the demand was spread out through the day, this year it changed. And so for the benefit of our membership, they actually got a $500,000 rebate. So on the December usage, the January 1st bills that just went out, our board decided to give back $500,000 back to the membership based on their usage for the year. And like I said, it's because of the way COVID hit this year, we had historically low bills from our wholesale supplier because of the demand usage changed.
But that is different than you have a capitalization plan too, right?
Right, right. And actually, this could have been done years down the road and we could have retired it to them, but we knew this case, it was from our power supplier charge. And when we changed our rates in 2018, our rate design, the power supplier charge was just supposed to be a pass-through charge. And so since we made margins on that, we didn't want to keep those margins now and retire it later. We thought the members deserved to get that money back now. And we know they needed it, so.
Usually you have an annual meeting for your members, and
yes,
that's, I guess like everything right now, a little bit of what do we do because of COVID?
Yes. Last year we were very fortunate because we had our meeting on March 7th, and then the next week is when we were all shut down. So we were very fortunate to get our meeting in, whereas a lot of cooperatives were not. And so several of them postponed theirs, or some of them got really artistic and did different things. And so this year we had planned ours to be March the 13th. And of course we have ours at the Carlinville High School every year, and we already know now that that is not going to happen. So we did have to postpone it. And right now we are tentatively planning it for maybe June. And we're looking at maybe holding it at our new facility and maybe doing like a drive-through annual meeting. But that's just tentatively. We're just in the planning stage now. And so we'll discuss it with our board and attorney to see how all we can do this, because, you know, there's certain bylaws that we have to follow. So we're wanting it to still make it where we have enough members that can come through, because, you know, we do have to have a certain number of members to attend. So that's tentatively what we're planning. And then also to show off the new building, it would be nice to have the members be able to come through and at least see the new facility that they own now.
And I guess that too depends on what the state says as far as which mitigation plan we're in or what
right.
tier and things like that.
Right. But if they do a drive-through, because they wouldn't have to get out of their car, they could come and drive through. And then it just depends on how we would do the actual meeting. So that's what we have to work out the details on.
And you'll probably be making announcements to that whenever you
yes.
make the final details.
Yes, right.
Laura Cutler, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County today.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.